Next, we have a break scheduled, but we're a little ahead, and so I'm going to take this opportunity to take an item out of order. I'm going to take item L out of order. I think it's the penultimate agenda item. And this is the Distinguished Service Awards. And for your consideration, Justice Miller.
Thank you, Chief. I have the privilege of providing the names to the Judicial Council for their vote of those who we have selected, the internal chairs have selected for, again, your consideration and vote for the annual Judicial Council Distinguished Service Awards. And over the last 3 years, I've been involved in this process, and I am continually impressed by the names of those people we review and by the service that so many people provide to our judicial branch. The purpose of the 6 Distinguished Service Awards is to acknowledge individuals for significant and positive contributions to the improvement of the administration of justice statewide. This year, for the first time, we've added a 7th award for excellence in judicial education, and it will become one of our regular awards each year. The nominations were reviewed by Judge Kenneth So, Judge Justice Harry Hall, Judge James Herman, Judge Mary Ann O'Malley, Judge Jarr, myself, and in conjunction with the Chief Justice. These awards will be presented at an event scheduled during our August 21st council meeting. After much deliberation and discussion, we are recommending for the council's approval the following individuals. For the Judicial Excellence Award given to members of the judiciary for their extraordinary dedication to the highest principles of the administration of justice statewide, we nominate Tricia A. Bigelow, Presiding Justice of the Court of Appeals, 2nd Appellate District, Division 8. For the Judicial Administration Award, we nominate Kurt Soderlund, Chief Administrative Officer for the Judicial Council.
Hey, Kurt, it hasn't been approved yet.
Of course you can decline.
Don't go overboard.
Did I hear
right? And Judge Herman took you outside as I approached the podium. I thought, what is he doing here? For the Amicus Curiae Award, honoring those individuals other than members of the judiciary for their outstanding contribution to the courts of California, we nominate Ralph J. Shapiro, Attorney at Law, Shapiro Family Foundation. For the Defender of Justice Award, honoring individuals or entities from federal, state, and local government for significant contributions to advancing equal access to fair and consistent justice in California, we have a joint nomination. Neil McCarthy and Paul Kissel, co-chairs of the Open Courts Coalition, Raymond Aragon and Sacramento Judge James M. Mize, co-chairs of the Bench Bar Coalition, and Luis J. Rodriguez, President of the State Bar of California, and Joe Dunn, Executive Director of the State Bar. For the Children and Families Award, honoring individuals for significant contributions to advancing justice for children and families in California, we nominate Judge Michael Nash of the Los Angeles Superior Court. And for our new award, and for the Excellence in Judicial Education Award, we nominate Supreme Court Justice Carol A. Corrigan and First District Court of Appeal Justice Mark B. Simons. These are our... So, Chief, these are our recommendations, and this is an action item and needs a motion.
I'd move approval of all 6.
Seven. All
Judge
seven.
Walsh.
Seven?
Seven. And Judge O'Malley second. Any discussion on this item before I call for vote? Mm-hmm. All in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Motion carries. All
Thank
seven.
You, Chief.
Thank you.